For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Show.
We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, the Mike Calter Show.
.848 of the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Another opportunity for you to win $1,000 coming up at 10 a.m. this morning. Then again at noon, 2, and 5. I want to tell you about Team Borum. My man Jeff Borum is selling homes in Tampa Bay. I was talking to my wife the other day about maybe buying a place, like a beach place. My brother bought a place on the water, and we're very jealous about that right now. But she's like, I don't know if now's the right time to buy because it's a seller's market right now. Everybody's wanting to move here. And I go, yeah, you know what? I don't know. The first thing I would do is I'd call Jeff Borum and I would say, hey, what's the deal? I'm looking to buy a place. Is now the time to do it? Or am I going to get screwed because everybody's got a great demand to live over here? You got to go to somebody that's an expert so they can tell you what to do. And that's what happens at Team Borum. There's such a huge team of folks over there working for you. They have all the right answers. No sense in sitting here and guessing what you're going to do. Like, if you think that you got an email from, what's that place that
Zillow?
Zillow. If you got a Zillow email and you think that that is accurate, and then you go to try and sell your house and do it on your own, oh, that boy, are you going to be horribly surprised. Those things are just estimates. They don't know. Jeff Borum knows. Jeff and his team, they do the research. They do the marketing. When they're looking to sell a home, they do it to get the home in front of the most eyes. And if you're like me and maybe looking for another place, they're the ones who see the properties before everybody else sees them. They go right on the market. Jeff knows about it, calls you up and says, this is the one you're looking for. This is the price you're going to get it for. This is a good deal. That's why whether you're buying, you're selling, or if you have a place you want to know what your options are, if you're thinking maybe this is the time to rent and then I sell it next year, Jeff Borum and his team know all about that. Simply go to teamborum.com. That's Team Borum, BORHAM.com. Give them a call today or you can inquire right there on the website and let them help you out. If you're looking for properties, they're listed right there on the front page of the site. You can see what they have, what's available, and what the prices are, and then call Jeff and let him work on it for you. 866-308-7109 or simply teamborum.com. All right. Galvin?
Yes.
Fat Boy Summer in full effect. Fat Boy Summer. Fat Boy Summer.
Fat Boy Summer. Fat Boy Summer.
I might need some. I was trying to think yesterday of what would be a good T-shirt for Fat Boy Summer. You know, I don't know. I don't know if we want to accentuate the fat of Fat Boy Summer, or do we want to come up with a little fat character? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, like...
Carmen's got it. What do you got, Carmen? What do you got, Carmen?
I mean, I want to go fat boy, like, character, but obviously incorporate some type of food in there.
Like a hot dog?
You know? And then put, you know, or like a burger.
Burrito.
How are we feeling about this? Do we agree with Carmen? Food?
I know, Carmen, whatever she put on Snapchat or Instagram, whether it was hot dog
Instagram
yesterday.
Oh,
mama. But Mel's looked amazing.
Yeah. I love Mel's, I gotta tell ya.
They're good.
Mel's is the one on Bush Boulevard?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that place too. But I really have to be in the mood for a Chicago hot dog. What did you get?
I got the Reuben dog because I was craving a Reuben. And then I also got...
Wait. What is on the Reuben dog?
So it's a hot dog, but then they also have sauerkraut, the Long Island dressing.
Corned beef?
No, that's the hot dog is the meat. It's like Reuben toppings, and then they have the cheese, like the Swiss cheese on top of the sauerkraut, which is on top of the dog.
Wow.
They have a bunch of stuff like that. And then my signature, the way I like my hot dogs, is a little mustard and a little onions.
No cheese?
No cheese. No hot and that's sauce. What I had on the Reuben because they put, like, I'm pretty sure they put, like, two slices of cheese on it. It's a lot of cheese.
Chili cheese dog, I think, is my favorite
chili
hot dog.
Chili cheese is
really?
Good.
Yeah, I love too chili. Much on a hot dog.
No, me. I love it. I love when it's spilling out the sides.
Oh, I can. Oh, if it gets in my beard, I'm grossed out.
Oh, I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do, yeah. We used to do, when I first moved in with Joe, we used to do this thing called...
We used to play a game called the chili cheese dog?
I forgot.
No. Explode all over your mouth.
It was like called the...
Chili. I'd wait a day.
It was like called the Midnight Wiener Bake or something like that.
It's Coney Island hot dogs.
No, we used to make them at the house.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the
no,
Coney
no.
Island
we place. Used to make them at the house, and we would just take like all the leftovers that we had and just throw them on top of like a freshly made hot dog.
What do you mean? No, so
anything
guys...
from like veal parmesan on a hot dog.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. Anything.
A new shop, leftover hot dogs.
Yeah, so. And they were good. Some of them were really good. Some of them, you know.
Yeah,
like
veal parmesan on a hot
dog. Put some croutons.
Pad Thai. I put Pad Thai on a hot dog once.
No, this is
good.
All ridiculous to me. Yeah.
Is this on Dude Day? Is that when that happens?
It's Dude Night.
Oh, sorry. Those aren't hot dogs.
No, we haven't done this in a while.
I don't love hot dogs.
Oh,
I only have one specific. No, I need my hot dog to be a Sabret hot dog. It needs to snap when I bite it.
Yep.
And I don't like other hot dogs. I'll eat one every once in a while. When you go to get a Chicago hot dog, you got to be in the mood for that salad that they put on there. I mean, there's a bunch of peppers and all, and the bun that they use. And
you like your hot dog boiled or fried or grilled? So do I.
Boiled. I mean, I will eat one off the barbecue every once in a while, but I mostly like them boiled.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you get one of those.
Hot dog cart.
Yeah. And you're not going to scare me by the hot dog cart and tell me what are germs and pig nuts and all that stuff. I would. If you said to me, I told you, my dad used to tell me when we went to Wohop all the time, he's like, we'd go there all drunk, and he goes, you know, you're pissing them off, and they're just peeing in your water. I go, yeah. If that's what Asian man excretion tastes like, I have a feeling I have a new a new urge for something.
Oh, yeah.
New fetish.
They got it down. They got the system down. You don't want to mess with it.
No. I miss that. I really do.
Yeah, I bet.
When people say New York food, I don't miss the pizza as much as I miss the Chinese food.
But the hot dogs, though, too. When you get them on the street. I like it with the hot, you know, the hot onions.
Yeah.
They always get
the... The good thing about that, Joe, is... you can go to a Publix and buy some bread hot dogs in a package and make them and do a good job. And then you could pretty much pull up to any Home Depot and there's someone with a cart out front selling hot dogs. I know this because when my wife was pregnant and she couldn't eat, every once in a while she would crave a certain food and that would come up and I'd have to run. I'd have to go find a hot dog cart.
But I mean, I got to tell you, Boar's Head hot dogs, fantastic.
Yeah.
They make an all-beef hot dog, which I always have a pack of those in my fridge.
I make an all-beef hot dog, too.
No.
What?
Put that in your fridge, Carl.
Yeah, what kind of stuff do you put on yours, Galvin?
Got a little sauerkraut up top.
Oh, it's sour, right?
Oh, hot.
I love sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut's so good.
I wish you could eat more things with sauerkraut.
Yeah,
I put on burgers before, and it's not so bad. It's a little
You're
weird.
Crossing the line.
I know, but I also like sour. I'm adventurous when it comes to foods.
By the way, during the break, I just was amazed by the science and technology. I bought these little cups of oatmeal. They're like instant oatmeal. You just add a little water and you put them in the microwave. So I added water in this one and I mixed it up and I put it in the microwave, and it was not oatmeal. It was flapjack in a thing. I made a giant pancake in a cup. Anybody ever see that?
No, I've never seen that before. I didn't even know you could do that in a microwave.
I mean, they have the cake in a cup.
Well, that's basically what it was.
Right.
Oh, delicious.
I looked down at it and I went, this is an oatmeal? What is this? And then it said flapjack in a cup, and I was so excited. I'm like, I made flapjacks in a cup.
We're living in the future.
Yeah.
On Mars and flapjacks in cups.
That is what we used to watch on the Jetsons.
Oh,
when they put something in there, hit beep, 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 and it come out a full meal. That's what I
like
just
like Back to the Future, where they put the little pizza in there, and it comes out the whole thing.
Or I like Fifth Element, where it's just a pill that you put in, and then you hit the button, and it explodes into a giant turkey.
I would feel great if there were as little pills that I could take where I just swallow and that makes me feel like I just ate Thanksgiving food.
No, I don't.
No calories. No, I know.
Ooh,
I know. I'm just saying.
No
calories. No calories, but like it gives you the minimum amount of calories, but it makes you feel the fullness that you just ate a whole thing, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
And the satisfaction.
Yes.
Right. The satisfaction.
Does it give you the taste too?
Yeah.
No. See, I like the point, like the whole process of taking your fork and getting a little mashed potatoes with your mac and cheese.
Perfect bite.
little
we know
stuffing.
You do. We know you do.
You just pour gravy in your mouth, drink it out of your jaw. Bowl.
Yeah. Mukbang.
Mukbang.
Who did you go to the hot dog shop with?
Jan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It would be worse if you went by yourself.
Yes.
Are you worried
sneaking
that you're
away.
Gonna, are you worried that you're both going to get fat?
No, I don't think it's possible for him to get fat, and I have to just make sure I reel myself in every now and then.
Will he tell you?
No.
No. So you rely on us to tell you?
Yeah, and I get on the scale every day. So right now, this week, because I did like a detox a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and that helped. But I think this week I'm going back to like the whole fasting, don't eat breakfast.
Oof.
The intermittent, yeah.
Don't eat breakfast, eat chili dogs for lunch.
Yep.
Oh,
no.
So good. Chili dogs, so good.
So yesterday was just like the last day because I can't remember. We had some leftovers in the fridge, and it's like, well, you have to finish the leftovers. You
of
can't
course.
Throw them out.
Yeah.
So today marks the start of the eating healthy and the fasting.
Yeah, and that's my thing, too. I think it was because I was a poor kid. I can't throw out a leftover.
No way.
Yeah, no.
It makes me so mad. I just opened the refrigerator, and I went to Panera the other day. And my son got soup in a bread bowl, and both the soup and the bread bowl are in the refrigerator. And now I'm mad because you can't eat the bread bowl.
No, you
can't.
I'm gonna throw it out.
My dad used to eat all the leftovers. Like he would not throw them away. He would eat them all, and he would like eat them all together and stuff. Yeah. But he would run so much that he wouldn't gain a bunch of weight. But I was like, are you just a garbage disposal? What's going on? That's so weird.
We went to Sacred Pepper the other night, and my wife took home leftovers. And when I opened that refrigerator and saw it in there, I was like, ooh, can I have that? I got all excited. I love a leftover.
And I like turning leftovers into something new.
Oh.
Like if you go get steak. Then
put
you
some sauerkraut on it.
Or make a little steak and egg omelet.
Oh.
Or you can just create a whole new dish with something older. And the air fryer is the best way to go because it doesn't dry anything out.
Everybody says, take the steak home and make steak and eggs. And I look at them and I go, why would you ruin a steak with eggs?
Oh, I love the yolk. You dip things in it.
Oh, it's grossing me out. Don't say it. Don't talk about it.
Somebody on TikTok was making pizza eggs.
Pizza eggs?
Where they take their leftover pizza and they cut it up into little tiny pieces and they mix that with the eggs and they eat it the next morning.
No.
Well, I will tell you, for a guy who doesn't like eggs. For a guy who doesn't like eggs, breakfast pizza was delicious. There used to be this restaurant, this pizza place downtown Tampa. They used to bring WFLA breakfast pizza all the time, and then we started getting it, and it was fantastic.
Do you guys remember
scrambled eggs, bacon on top?
Oh. Yeah, remember the biscuits and gravy pizza?
Oh,
Gershie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
Why doesn't he like us anymore?
He said
he'd bring us food.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Well, we're here now. 9 o'clock. So we're talking about all the great things we love and don't have.
Listen, I just had a flapjack and a cup.
That was amazing.
That I made. That's science made me. Yeah. I'm happy.
You guys always get breakfast sandwiches. So.
Yeah, sandwiches.
Carmen, you're going to love it when you broadcast from here.
I know.
Because we got a full kitchen.
She's going to need a bigger desk.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe, Carmen, maybe I'll get you a hot dog cart to come here once.
Like, oh, my God.
Why'd you buy such cheap chairs? They keep breaking.
Carmen, do we need to win?
Fat boy summer.
Fat boy summer.
Do we need to get the scale out again?
No.
You sure?
Please, no.
I want to see Chad get fat. I think that's going to happen.
Listen.
No way.
No. I agree with Carmen. Chad can't fit. His metabolism's
too
high.
Yeah, but he hasn't been with Carmen that long. Like, eventually, you know.
You think she'll break him?
Yeah.
Which she's going to break him down?
Chili dogs.
I'm
going to
break
stuff.
Him.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Fat Chad is a great nickname. Is Fat Chad coming tonight?
Carmen, if we see Chad and all of a sudden he's eating, like, steak and cotton candy together, we know you got to.
Yeah.
He can't keep up with Carmen.
No way.
Listen, no, I'm telling you what. He eats, like, cereal. Like, 3 times a day,
what?
He goes through boxes of donuts. Like, that's just his natural diet that he eats.
Oh, great.
Eats.
That's awesome. Must be nice.
Trust me.
For real.
I know. There's always sugar in my house, and it's the worst.
So good.
So now, are you guys living together now?
What?
Fat Chad.
What if he gains weight and grows eyebrows?
But what do you think will happen first? Eyebrows are getting fat.
Oh,
Fat Chad.
Eyebrows.
Oh yeah. Carmen, what are you guys living together like full time?
I mean, he does stay down in Sarasota occasionally, but for the majority of the week, he stays.
And the roommate's cool with that?
Yeah, she doesn't care. She loves him because he helps out at the house. He does, he has like a couple chores that we don't like to do.
Like what?
He does the dishes and trash.
Ooh. You guys doing any adult sleepovers over there? Or what's up with that?
No. No adult sleepovers. She doesn't She doesn't swing that way. But, yeah, I don't know. He's pretty chill. So
She doesn't swing that way? Like, the way you say it was like, we tried, but she said no.
No. I just know that she has no interest in girls.
Like, she said no. Joe said no. Spanish said no.
I didn't say no. I just said, what if...
She has no interest in girls. What if she's interested in Chad?
So just them two?
No, that's not allowed.
That's not cool.
No, I mean, like, you both.
No. You go to Mel's, and we'll be here.
You and her could both do stuff with him.
Okay, no.
Oh, you don't, I don't like that sound in Carmen's voice. Yeah. She didn't sound happy about that.
So, okay, she's got no interest in girls. Did you gauge her interest in chubby, older white guys?
I think she said, maybe.
Thanks for keeping hope alive.
It can happen one day.
Are they both alone at the house right now?
No, her sister's here visiting.
So he's with two of them.
Wouldn't that be something? They were banging behind your back.
I mean, you're gone.
Oh my god!
They know when you're gone every single day. You're not going to be home before 10 o'clock.
They can mark it. I mean, they can literally listen to the radio.
Yeah.
So it's just Chad home alone with your hot roommate and her sister.
Her hot sister.
Whoa!
Super hot.
Oh man!
Super hot.
He was like, I didn't think anyone was going to be home. You caught me.
I'm so sorry. I thought that was Carmen.
I was just trying to put my eyebrows on in the bathroom. All on. You came in here.
I have to put them on naked because I don't want hair going on my shirt.
This is how I stay so thin, by exercising my arms.
Yeah.
I rolled over. I thought that was Carmen, but then it wasn't. It was a sister.
Sheesh.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Well, you always got us, Carmen.
Thanks, guys.
You always got us.
Fat Chad. Fat Chad.
Fat Chad.
Fat Chad.
I asked this question again, Galvin. Who gets engaged first, Carmen and Chad or Spanish and Karishma?
Spanish and Karishma.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I think Chad's going to bail before that happens.
Oh, yeah. Chad won't bail.
100%.
No.
Wait, what?
God,
oh, No. We're good. Stable.
Spanish and Karishma will be engaged by Christmas, and unfortunately probably on Christmas because Spanish is one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, she loves Christmas, man.
Her name's Karishma.
I know, but she doesn't.
They named her after the holiday. Karishma.
It is if you're eating crackers when you say her name. Christmas.
Okay, so you think Spanish will be engaged first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Carmen and Chad will ever get married? Or are they going to be like that new, let's just go get hot dogs. No. We don't have to get married.
Yeah.
Carmen, if you do get married.
What?
Will your father come to the wedding?
Of course.
He will?
Yeah. Yeah, but I...
Does he know now?
Listen, we've been over this before. I've been saying this since I was young. I do not, want to get married. I don't I don't see the upside of it.
Yeah, everybody says that. And then all of a sudden one day they're like, I'm getting old. I want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
I want to keep my money and my assets and everything. I don't want to deal with someone trying to take them or something like that. So unless he's rich and I don't have to work anymore, I don't feel the need to get married.
All right. That's a pretty interesting way to put it.
That's how I stand on
marriage. I feel the same way, Carmen. Get to work, Rich.
Let's go, guys.
Joe, when are you getting engaged?
Well, I don't know. I'm coming up on my 3-year anniversary, so
Zoe?
Yeah, they don't do that. The old ways, all they got to do is tie a stick together, and then they're married.
Yeah, tie a rock.
Yeah.
We both knotted this stick together.
And it's her birthday week this week, too, so
What are you getting for her birthday? You need to go to the Golden Diamond Stores? I'll take it.
No, not yet. I don't want to go there yet.
Not for that.
Oh, okay, good.
You could buy other non-engagement jewelry there.
Then maybe.
You want me to give you Crazy Patty's promise ring? You could give that to Zoe?
Well, no, where is that? Do you still have that?
Yeah, it's in my house.
You didn't give it to Karishma yet?
I did give it to Karishma, but Karishma doesn't feel comfortable wearing it because it was given to her by a dead relative.
Right. I understand. I understand. Do you give it back to Patty now, or do we sell it?
I mean, I was going to put it around a necklace and wear it as like a necklace,
Yeah.
Right? Is that the thing?
That's a good use.
Kind of gay.
I mean, I don't know what else to do with it.
Is there like a diamond or a gem or anything on
it? Blue,
so, yeah, there are stones in it, and Patty swears that they're actual diamonds, but I don't know.
Well, so you could take the stones and like have them replaced.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, well, but they're like chips. They're very small.
You can't steal Patty's ring.
I didn't steal. I didn't even want it.
You gotta give it back to her.
Okay, I'll give it back. I didn't even want it. I mean, she was very adamant about me taking it, and I felt bad not taking it.
I know. I was there. I felt bad
for
you.
So
I don't need it.
Yeah. She does.
Yeah. She's always trying to, you know, grab. Always grabbing at me.
Mm-hmm. What about? I think we blew over the fact that Patty's neighbor was trying to get her to massage him.
Yeah. You guys didn't look into that more.
Should we?
I don't think Patty can take it in. Patty's dying really to get some ass. This guy's like, well, all I want is a massage. And she's like, he wants a massage. I'm like, Patty's telling you, he wants to go over there and lay naked while you bring your wrinkly old ball sack looking body.
Oh my God.
Oh
man, I just imagine if she does get naked in front of this guy, he's gonna wonder what that tattoo is on her. He's gonna be like, what is on your ass?
I'm dying to know. Like, I met Crazy Patty's husband at the bowling thing, and he is surprisingly normal for somebody married to Crazy Patty, and then I wanted him to say, hey, I see your butt. I see your face on my wife's butt all the time. I didn't even bring it up. I want to walk up to him and go like this. Do the pose. See if you recognize.
You gotta look a little sadder, though. God. You gotta look a little, like your face is melting a little.
Yeah.
You recognize me now? How about this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's more. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh. Hey, Carmen.
Yes.
What do we have to give away this week?
Okay.
Can we play a little game?
Yeah, we can.
What do we have?
So we
have to make sure we have bone prize packs.
We do. We definitely have bone prize packs. And we still have a couple of Bolt prize packs.
Okay.
We have
Bolt won last night.
We have three DVD packs, which I'm not sure the movie's in there.
I heard it was Miss Congeniality 14, which doesn't even involve Sandra Bullock.
Nope. We also have a $50 gift card to Bassano Cheesecake.
Ooh.
And then we still have this. We have not.
That was genuine love.
Yeah. We have not given this away. We've had this for a couple weeks. I don't know how you want to do this, but we have a Bolt prize pack with an autograph maroon.
Autograph?
Autograph.
It only shows up in the autumn months.
No, it's an autograph maroon jersey.
Ooh, like a color red jersey?
No, he's a player.
What's the player's name?
Maroon.
What's his first name?
Patrick.
Are we on? That is correct, Patty Maroon.
Yeah.
It was a good guess, or did you look it up?
No.
Carmen is like my kids when they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, you did good, Carmen.
Thank you.
Patty Maroon. All right, let's play a game. Find a winner. And at the end of the week, we'll take all the winners, we'll pick one, and we'll give it the Patty Maroon jersey.
What?
Yes.
How about that?
That's good.
Can we do that?
I don't know. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, man.
I might give one person all the prizes.
No, don't.
I can do whatever I want.
Don't do that. I know we don't have...
A little twink ain't here anymore to get mad.
No. Oh, my God.
It's not proper protocol.
Is that the protocol to do it?
I don't understand why they think they can do this.
Anyway, when we come back, we're going to play a game. We're going to give away a prize, maybe 10 prizes, maybe one prize, maybe a grand prize. You never know. We'll do it next. It's Mike Calta, the show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.